This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for this opportunity to interact and to share and to learn from each of you, to be involved in this process in your creation, in your vibrational level. And we would once again as well remind you that there continues to exist for you this opportunity to be involved in the silent communication or telepathic interaction with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you once again will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness, to enter into a meditative state and to have that experience, that telepathic interaction or exchange. And once again, as always, that choice is yours absolutely. Now, we have suggested on this afternoon that you exist in this vibrational level through your choice, and that this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a validation of beliefs that you hold, and beliefs that you have chosen to hold and to put in place in various levels of your consciousness. Some that we have referred to as the human consciousness belief system, very deep held belief systems, if you wish, that are very difficult for you to want to alter, and that at some level of your consciousness you have as a consensus among the so-called human consciousness agreed to participate in, to put in place and to sustain. And then you have the societal belief systems, which once again, as we have explained, are easier for you to alter and varies throughout various areas of your so-called earth systems, where various societies hold different belief systems, but are still held, if you wish, by the entities or the majority of the entities existing and participating in the creation process within that society. And then you have your so-called individual belief systems. Perhaps the most easiest for you to alter, and that have perhaps, along with the other combination of belief systems, the most impact on your day-to-day creation process and realities that you experience. Those belief systems, once again, are your choice. You choose to put in place those belief systems. And so you make choices and decisions. And once again, those choices and decisions, particularly the ones that you make at the conscious state, at your most conscious level, perhaps have the greatest capacity to influence your so-called personal belief systems, the individual belief systems that you hold, that are, once again, the easiest within your capacity to alter. Choices and decisions can influence the reality that you experience. Not only can, but do, absolutely. Choices and decisions which are tied in, if you wish, to how you think and feel about certain situations. And how you think and feel about certain situations is influenced by the belief systems that you hold. And so it becomes a continuous synergy of creation process, where your beliefs, choices, decisions, thoughts, feelings, attitudes are all involved in this creation process, in influencing each other, and have the capacity from each other to influence the other. And so how you think and feel is influenced by your belief systems, and indeed influences your choices and decisions, which are once again alternatively influence how you choose to believe, how you choose to believe and hold various belief systems about the circumstances and realities that you're involved in. Your choices influence it. So by understanding that you have the capacity to make different choices, you can indeed influence your beliefs, and through influencing your beliefs, you can as well make the choices to hold different feelings and thoughts on various circumstances, various realities that you're involved in experiencing, and whether you choose to believe or not in the creation of. Understanding that all are tied together can indeed help to understand as well how you can alter and change the various aspects of the creation process. This spark of consciousness that you are, that you utilize to create your reality, once again does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you a validation of the beliefs that you hold. Gives to you that which you desire. That becomes very difficult, once again, for many to grasp, that the reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold in giving to you that which you desire. If the reality you're experiencing is what you refer to in your awakened consciousness state as a negative reality, then it's difficult for you to grasp that that's what you desire. But you see, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. And so if you are not specific on what it is that you desire, or do not accept that you are making choices and decisions that are influencing your belief systems, that indeed have an influence and an effect on what it is that you desire, if your thoughts and feelings are not having an effect on what it is that you desire, if you're not specific on what it is that you desire, then that spark of consciousness that you are, that creates the reality, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but simply gives to you that validation of belief systems of what you desire. And so it's important as well to be specific on what it is that you desire. Understand what it is that you desire to experience. Many individuals have the difficulty in giving an exact description or explanation of what it is that they truly desire. What is it? What do you desire to experience? Are you making the choices that allow that experience to occur? And if not, then why? Because you hold various beliefs, and you make choices that affect those beliefs. You have various thoughts and feelings that perhaps put limitations, that you believe are limitations in your awakened consciousness state, on your capacity to bring that experience into your day-to-day activities. Spark of consciousness that you are, once again, does not judge whether that's right or wrong. If you don't believe that you have the capacity to create, if you don't believe that you even have the capacity to make the choice, or if you don't indeed make the choice or hold the thought that it's possible to make the choice, then the belief system is that it's not possible for you to create that which you desire. And the spark of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for the creation, gives to you that validation of the belief. It's really not complicated, but you make it very difficult and complicated in your so-called awakened consciousness state. What it is that you desire is a necessary element to be clarified if you wish to hold the belief system that it's possible for you to experience that type of reality. And so understanding what it is, being very specific about what you desire, can have a definite effect on this reality creation process, providing that you believe that it's possible for you to create, or at least to bring into your reality, if you don't believe that you're the creator, that which you desire. The spark of consciousness that you are, that creates your reality, once again, does not judge whether it's right or wrong. That particular concept is very important to grasp. If you don't believe that it's possible for you to influence your reality, then the spark of consciousness that you are validates that belief system without judging whether it's good or bad for you, whether it's right or wrong, whether you should or should not have various experiences. It validates your beliefs that are the results of the feelings and thoughts that you have that influence your choices, that influence the beliefs, that give to you that which you desire. So understand what it is that you desire. And that's one of the steps that's necessary in this creation process, to allow you to have this conscious creation that you are as a human consciousness, making available in your so-called awakened consciousness state, in your so-called new age and the energy that you are entering into and nearing the fulfillment of the transition period. And so we have this desire that you put in place. And the more you can imagine what that experience would be like, then the easier it is for this so-called spark of consciousness, this entity that you are, to give to you that which you desire, to validate your belief systems. So imagination becomes an important aspect. And we've suggested many times that imagination is the preliminary aspect of your creation process. All of the elements that you experience in your day-to-day activities are the result of someone's imagination being brought into creation process because they believed that it was possible, because it's what they desired. And so imagination is a very important element in your creation process, what it would be like. So if you can bring that into your experiences in your awakened consciousness state, imagination. And so desire and imagination go hand in hand with the understanding that it will influence your choices and decisions, which as well can influence your belief system. And then you have perhaps the most difficult of all is the expectation. If you don't expect that it's possible for you to influence your reality, then once again, the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief system that it's not going to occur because you don't expect it to occur. Because at some level, you really don't believe it. Oh, it all sounds so great that all I have to do is hold a certain belief system, and if I desire this, it's going to come into my reality. But at some level, I don't really believe that that's a possibility. Or at some level, I don't believe that I'm worthy of that type of expectation. At some level, I don't believe for an instant that it's possible for me to influence my reality by simply holding a desire and using my imagination. And once again, the spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief system, gives to you that which you desire, gives to you that which you expect to experience. And so if you don't have the expectation that what you are imagining to come into your reality is a desirable aspect of the creation process and a desirable experience, then you will have difficulty in creating it. You will have difficulty in experiencing it. If you don't believe that you're responsible for the creation, at least if you have the desire and the imagination and the expectation the spot of consciousness that you are creates it, whether you believe it or not. You see, that's the irony of it. If you believe you're not in control, it's not a problem. The spark of consciousness doesn't judge whether that's right or wrong. It gives you realities. It gives you experience to validate the belief system. If you believe that it's not possible for you to simply hold certain beliefs, and as a result of those beliefs indeed have the capacity to put out in price a certain desire and use your imagination and have the expectation to experience it, spark of consciousness that you are doesn't judge whether it's right or wrong. It gives that to you. You can have it. It's not a good or bad. It's not a right or wrong. This is not something that you must or must not do in order to have some type of enlightenment or in order to have some type of advancement. Absolutely not. You are in this vibrational level by choice to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are available when you believe in your awakened consciousness state that you're not in control. That's why you're here. Understanding that process and understanding the creation process can assist you in achieving what you in your awakened consciousness state believe to be a positive experience. It's important as well that you understand that what you experience in your awakened consciousness state as a positive experience may to another entity not be positive. Again, that's a conscious, awake consciousness judgment. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. Good or bad, right or wrong, is a judgment that's made in your awakened consciousness state. And does not, depending upon what it is that you believe, apply to each and every individual in the same manner. What one individual may look upon as being a very desirable experience, another may not wish to participate in at all. At the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, once again, that is not a right or wrong judgment. It's only in your awakened consciousness state that you make that judgment. And so you can't look at another individual and say, oh, that's a terrible reality. Why are they creating that? They're creating it because it validates the beliefs they hold. It's a validation of what it is that they desire, what it is that they believe they can achieve, what they expect to come into their reality without exception. That's the irony, without exception. Whether you choose to believe or not is not important. You still create your reality. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. Those are absolutes. The rest is illusionary. The rest you can alter. By altering your beliefs, you alter your reality. Alter your belief from a conscious state requires paying attention to spontaneous thoughts and feelings, understanding what it is that you desire, using your imagination of what it would be like to have that experience and to have the expectation to bring it into your reality. It's really that simple. It really is. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Say that we're in this vibrational level. Okay, the other vibrational levels, are they in, you know, different parts of the universe or entities?
Time and space are illusionary. And yet to give the description of the vibrational levels through the use of the vocabulary requires a reference to time and space, which are illusionary concepts. We've used the analogy, once again, that these are similar to your radio frequencies or radio airwaves that exist within the same time and same space. You have within this particular space that you're existing in and experiencing right now a multitude of various frequencies, radio frequencies and airwaves for different types of apparatus or machinery that you utilize, that you can tap into, each and every one separate from the others, depending on the choice that you make. But these radio frequencies are all to utilize the concept of time and space, utilizing the same time and same space. And so it is with the frequencies that creation exists within. It's the same time and same space, and not somewhere else. You simply choose to focus on this particular reality while ignoring all the rest that are right there, that utilize the same time and same space. It's a very good analogy that there are these radio wave frequencies that are in the same time and same space, and yet you can turn on the radio, and as you turn the knobs on the radio and you tune in, you go from one to the other while eliminating all the rest. You understand that they're all right there. Even though you're not perceiving them because you're tapped into one, you know the others are there. They're all right there. All you have to do is turn the dial and you're into a different but it's a little more difficult because you choose in your awakened consciousness state to eliminate your ability to perceive the rest, but they're all right there. They're all in the same time and same space, similar to your radio frequencies. You simply choose to be locked into this one. Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you.
Well now, it's a rather interesting. We would assume that we have, for the most part, answered what it is that each of you desire to experience on this afternoon. For you see, what we give to you is that which you desire. We don't present to you information that you don't desire to receive. To believe that we somehow have access to information that is not accessible to each of you, or that is somehow superior to information that is contained within each of you, is ludicrous. Each of you has accessibility to all of the information in your creation process to an extent that even for us is a limitation. For we do not exist in your vibrational level or in your reality. We simply, once again, give to you that which you desire. You have but to go with inside. The answers that each of you seek are within inside each of you. You have but to alter your consciousness, to go with inside while maintaining an awareness of what it is that you are experiencing, so that you can bring back into your awakened consciousness state a memory of that experience and of that understanding and of that source of information. It's available to each of you. You have but to believe, and you have but to go with inside. The answers are within inside. You won't find them written in a book. You won't find them by listening to a CD or listening to some type of channeling such as we attempt to express to each of you. You won't find them through the use of a vocabulary. It's an experience of emotions and feelings that you can have from going with inside and to experience it as opposed to hearing it. That choice is yours, and it's available to each of you. Each of you has that ability. Each of you has access to all of the knowledge of your creation process, and as well to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You have but to go with inside. And now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would again express our gratitude to each of you, and until the next time that you offer us this opportunity, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.